Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the staple CAI toll-free line. As we launch into hour number three of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and again, that is freetalklive.com. Let's talk, Mark. And in a bit here, we'll share an open letter to the black community from Robert Wicks, who is one of the authors at LouRockwell.com. Also, he works for our show here at Free Talk Live behind the scenes. But the open letter to the black community in regards to Ron Paul. So we'll see what that's all about here in a moment. But first, 2008 predictions. Where is this from?
This is from Redley Balco at Reason.com.
He's also the guy behind The Agitator as well. Mm-hmm. He does a great job.
Is it agitator.org?
I hesitate to say.
Go out there and type it into Google.
The Agitator. Know. Anyway, Radley is one of the guys that's really he keeps up with all the cop just mistaken raids, the police raids and that sort of thing, and he does a great job at doing that sort of thing.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
He's definitely the man, you know, frontline guy as far as police state stuff going on in the United States.
Yep.
Predictions for 2008. As the end of the year approaches, obviously this was written before the year,
right? Yeah.
As the end of the year approaches, it's time for another column of government overreach predictions for the new year.
Oh boy.
What outrageous.
How much further can they reach?
What outrageous, beyond parody grabs at power and erosions of civil liberties will transpire in 2008? My predictions, Bradley Balcos.
Okay.
The Bush administration will claim it has the power to kidnap citizens of foreign countries for violating U.S. law and extradite them to the U.S. for trial and imprisonment.
Mark Emery.
Well, they're not claiming the ability to kidnap at that point. They're demanding the Canadian government hand him
over. Okay, good point.
As a sacrificial lamb.
So they're going to have their Canadian goons kidnap him for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even for white-collar crimes unrelated to terrorism, even for acts that aren't illegal in the countries where the target is a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Police will take enforcement of prostitution laws to a new level.
Oh boy.
By arresting and seizing the cars of anyone who merely talks to an undercover cop posing as a sex worker. Good Samaritans, beware. Now, you know, I absolutely believe...
Isn't that already happening?
It is. It has happened, but it will go farther, I imagine, is what he's saying. It's happening. Look, if you think a woman is a prostitute, do not speak to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I have done in the past is fooled around with prostitutes, said things to them just to be funny, or, you know, said things to people that I thought were cops posing as prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
I had no intention of going home with any of these flea-infested hookers. What my intention was simply to have fun at someone else's expense.
Okay.
Because I'm that kind of jerk. And, you know, people have gone to jail. They arrested some guy. I don't have the story in front of me right now, but they arrested a guy who was in a car with his wife.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
He spoke to a hooker.
Right. And last week...
Well, not a hooker, but a cop posing as a hooker.
You missed this story last week, Mark. There was a story about a sting operation that was going on where the police had set a woman in a field, and it was in Ohio. She was topless, because apparently it's legal. Anyway, it was like a public park. She's under a tree, and she would be very, very friendly. She'd been instructed to be very friendly with any males that come along. And so she was essentially seducing males that were coming her direction, getting them to come over and spend some time with her and, you know, rub her feet or whatever and touching them. And she'd touch the male, and then she would ask them, after getting a little friendly with the man, she would ask to see his penis. And then, of course, hey, you know, sexy lady, topless, touching me. Okay, they unzip, pull it out, arrested.
For
being lewd and lascivious or something like that. Public exposure, whatever. I don't remember what the charge was, Mark, but they're setting men up with a seductive woman, and she's asking to see their penis, and then they're calling it a crime when he pulls it out. So that's going on. I mean, it's happening right now.
Mm.
But he's saying it's going to get worse.
I think I think that we'll probably see that most of these things have happened already. But
guessing, because it's sounding like all this stuff is going on right now. Anyway, continuing.
The war on prescription painkillers will also reach new absurdities as people will begin to be arrested and convicted of possessing painkillers for which they have a prescription. Prosecutors will weirdly argue that there's no prescription defense to possessing prescribed medication.
Mm.
How about sex crime laws? I predict that here, too, prosecutors will overreach. Watch as some overzealous district attorneys will charge middle school students with sex crimes for such childhood shenanigans as slapping fellow classmates on the buttocks.
Yeah, this is totally stuff that happened in 2007.
Yeah, it is. Well, it continues to federalize crime and find new reasons to toss people in prison. Members of Congress will simultaneously continue to attempt to put themselves above the law.
Mm.
I predict that the House of Representatives will attempt to prevent police from searching the computers of one of its own members, even if that member is being investigated for soliciting sex with minors.
Mm.
Public schools will teach not just reading, writing, and arithmetic, but they'll start teaching students to spy on their parents.
Ah, yes.
And to report their parents to local authorities for minor violations of city codes, such as failing to recycle or failing to keep their lawn trimmed.
I'm proud to not recycle, by the way.
Yeah, well, there's types of recycling that works.
Yeah, aluminum, I'm proud to not do it anyway.
Aluminum can recycling.
Not going to bother.
Yeah, I understand why you wouldn't bother.
Right.
Most recycling is just utter
crap,
nonsense,
yeah,
garbage, make work for bureaucrats, and wastes precious fuel in transporting all kinds of garbage,
yep,
in different directions, and doesn't result in any kind of net gain. Pressed for revenue, at least one state in the country will pass draconian new traffic laws mandating fines of $1,000 or more for routine traffic violations.
Virginia, and it's against their own people.
In a bald attempt to fill state treasury coffers, the bill will be sponsored by a lawmaker who, conveniently enough, also has a law practice that specializes in defending people accused of traffic violations.
Now, I didn't know that detail. That's
interesting. That was in the article we read.
Oh. I didn't retain that one.
He will not disclose during the debate that the bill will almost certainly benefit him financially. He will be reelected anyway.
Jeez.
A state governor will propose legislation calling for 2-year prison terms for people who play online poker. Rather shamelessly, the proposal will come in the same bill that calls for allowing the construction of 3 new casinos in the same state. This doesn't make any sense, does it? Well,
sure it does.
Yeah.
It's
already
sense.
Happened.
It's political patronage. It's the political people scratching the backs of their friends, punishing mm-hmm. their enemies, protecting them from competition. It's the same old crap. It's just they keep going with it, and it's just amazing. Like you said, that guy got reelected.
An online site does not do anything for revenue in that state. So, therefore, they're incentivized to protect the casinos in the state
mm-hmm.
by outlawing online gambling.
Right.
And compromising your freedoms, Mr. and Mrs. America.
Right. You might have gotten better odds online, but now you can't go.
Right.
Just can't.
Less competition for the casinos out there.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid those casinos that are in that state would have to compete with online casinos.
Yeah.
While we're talking about gambling, states will continue to crack down on the poker craze. Even VFW posts won't be immune. Soon you'll see cops set to break up $5 cribbage games and SWAT teams to break up charity poker games.
It happened in Maine.
Cops will raid bars where it merely looks like people are gambling, even if no gambling is actually taking place.
Oh, wow, I missed that one.
Meanwhile, states will continue to spend millions promoting their own lotteries.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm actually pleased that we've covered the vast majority of these stories over the last year.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a tendency to do the sort of thing that Radley does also. Cities will begin seizing the cars of people who play their stereos too loud.
Hmm.
Seizing the cars of people that play their stereos too loud. Not just a ticket for disturbing the peace or something like that. In fact, they'll seize the cars based on little more than word of someone else that the car's owner was in fact playing his stereo too loud.
Wow.
Snitch state.
Hearsay.
Yep. Proving that there's no part of your life that the nanny state can't reach, states will begin asking bars to install talking urinal cakes, which will warn men as they relieve themselves that drinking and driving isn't cool.
No way. Come on, really?
Yeah, we didn't have that one.
See citing sources on these?
Yes, every one of them has
a
source. The just for you know, so you know, this is a prediction for 2008, but really, all these happened in 2007.
Yeah. What's next? There's more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 800-259-90.
I've got four more predictions and a little bit of the
1-800-259-9231. It's just, who would have thought it could have come this far? And who knows how much more insane it will get before we can turn it around. More on the way. This is your show. Want to hear what you think about whatever you want? This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now, with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. Bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. There's a bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues and fun stuff. Find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We are sharing a little story from Radley Balco at, what is it? Where is this from, Mark?
Reason.com.
Reason.com. He is predicting, sort of tongue-in-cheek, some of the things he expects to happen with this police state madness that we're seeing all around us in this country coming up in 2008. Though I was able to figure out after the first or second story that this was actually a nice little recap of some of the outrageous, egregious offenses that the government has committed within the last year. So all of this stuff that he's talking about, all of these just civil liberties violations, police state nonsense, it all happened.
Ludicrous uses of the police. Ludicrous uses of the police.
Yep. Let's continue the story.
Another state's lawmaker will propose a bill that bans eating, drinking, smoking, reading, writing, personal grooming, playing an instrument, interacting with pets or cargo, talking on a cell phone, or using any other personal communication device while driving. Let me read those again, if I may.
Which was this? Was it a state or locality? And is that?
It's a state's lawmaker proposed a bill.
Proposal, okay.
That bans eating, drinking, smoking, reading, writing, personal grooming, playing an instrument, interacting with pets or cargo. Interacting with pets or cargo.
Yeah.
If your cat's in the, scratching your leg in the car because you're transporting it to the vet,
you can't touch him.
Get down. Talking on a cell phone or using any other personal communication device while driving.
Mm.
2 years after, and then what, if the cop suspects that you were talking to your cat, can they pull you over?
I guess it would depend if it's a primary offense.
There's no cat in my car, officer.
Right.
I heard you. I know you were talking to your cat. Step out of the car. I have to search it for a cat.
Could be a cat in there.
What?
Kitty contraband.
But actually, that was just a proposed bill. 2 years after banning traffic cameras in the name of liberty...
It only didn't go through because it was too much at once.
Yeah.
They'll pass it in three
each
parts.
Individual of those, I'm sure they
can get them.
2 years after banning traffic cameras in the name of liberty, the Virginia legislature will decide that revenue is more important than liberty and will revoke the ban. The ban on traffic cameras.
Got it.
Yeah. By the way, that proposal on banning eating while driving, my uncle in California got a ticket... more than 10 years ago for eating while driving, having a hamburger.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. The FBI will imply to Congress that sometimes it has to let the undercover informants get away with murdering American citizens so as not to disrupt drug investigations.
Yep, that happened down in Mexico.
Mm. Following up on
they knew about it.
Yeah.
It was happening.
Yeah, well, you just got to let it happen.
Yep.
We got a war on
drugs here. Got to stop the drugs and stuff because we've been able to stop them.
As the CIA
so
brings
far.
Them in, the FBI will let let people die in the name of stopping them, right?
Yep.
Following up on the enormous success, that's sarcasm, of laws putting cold medicine behind the drugstore counters because they can be used to make meth,
right.
Legislators will propose putting baking soda behind the counter, too, because it can be used to make crack.
Madness. You got to show ID to get baking soda now?
Can you believe baking soda? Ludicrous.
Yeah.
And these people are out of their minds.
Yes,
And they are our leaders?
No, they're not our leaders, Mark. They're elected officials. There's a big difference.
And they're jamming the laws down our throats, and they'll put us in jail if they don't.
They sure will.
You know, there's just too many laws. These people don't have enough to do. And they're too controlled by special interests. Over the top, too paranoid. As you may have guessed from clicking the embedded links, each one of these, by the way, obviously is footnoted.
Mm-hmm.
The embedded links, of which you may read either my two prior columns, none of the bullet points above were actual predictions. Each of the above already happened in the past 12 months in 2007.
Wow.
Each year, government at all its levels encroaches a bit more on our personal, economic, and political freedom. One prediction that I'm pretty confident will come true, come December 2008, there will be more than enough material for another column like this one.
I think that's a safe one.
Yeah. Radley Balco is a senior editor for Reason.
Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. And with all of that, and of course, as I said, we've covered a lot of it on Free Talk Live. I would say 75% at least of those stories we talked about on this show. And of course, we'll continue to bring you these sorts of stories because... we have new listeners every night on the show. New listeners tuning in around the country on different radio stations. New listeners discovering the podcast, discovering the live streaming at freetalklive.com. And they need to hear this. They need to understand it. Because if it hasn't struck close to your life yet, the police state, this mentality of government control and just insanity, if this hasn't struck someone you know personally, a friend or a family member or a coworker yet, it's only a matter of chance. It's just, you're just lucky that you haven't experienced this close to you. And it's only going to be a matter of time before something hits home. Whether it be your brother or your friend or whoever it is that ends up getting hurt or arrested on some trumped-up charge or possibly even killed by these police and their asinine enforcement of these stupid laws, it's only a matter of time. So that's why I want to talk about these on Free Talk Live, to alert people to what's going on in the supposed land of the free. This place where you're supposed to be a free person, where, you know, if you aren't harming anyone else, you shouldn't be arrested. But it's not that way in America now. Now you can get arrested for you can get arrested for almost anything these days. And if they don't have a reason to arrest you, they can just make one up. We had a caller of ours who was videotaping someone else being arrested. They arrested him. He didn't talk about it. Radley didn't talk about any of the sort of video-related arrests, which have been happening with greater and greater frequency. Or not even necessarily arrests, but just harassment. We've seen the police harassing news media now. It's not just your average citizen on the side of the road with a camera that they're harassing. Now you can have a press badge on, and they'll arrest you.
It's happened.
They'll take your camera, they'll throw it in the dirt. That happened last year, too. They'll threaten you when you're standing on a public sidewalk where anyone else can be. They'll threaten you with arrest, and they'll arrest you if you don't move off of that sidewalk. That happened last year, too. Story after story of news media people having their freedom taken away, and they thought, hey, there's a First Amendment, freedom of the press.
Right.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. That's going to get worse, too. You watch that happen. All of this is going to get worse.
I just it amazes me how much the American people will take.
Well, that really is the question, is how much will you take before you resolve to do something about it? And what is it I'm suggesting you do? Well, that's up to you to figure out.
The first thing I'd recommend is vote for Ron Paul.
Oh, that would help.
Easy.
That's an easy one. It's not going to solve the problem. Ron Paul can't stop police abuse. He can't. He can maybe shut down some federal government police agencies, perhaps, but he can't stop the federal, or he can't stop the state police from abusing you, and he can't stop the local cops from abusing you. So that won't put an end to the police state. It's an easy, you know, simple thing to do, but there's got to be more that has to be done. There has to be some sort of real activism that people get involved with as well. We can talk about that and your response to this police abuse, this police madness. We need to stop this. What's your solution? 800-259-9231. I have a few ideas. It's Free Talk Live.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated, recommended for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe. And I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line in here with you. And Mark, join us online, freetalklive.com. The features you give away. And we've got a lot of them, live streams included. We have, we've got broadband, we've got dial-up, we've got super high broadband. It's all there, and it's all free at freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com. Read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, so we just finished reading a story from Radley Balco at Reason Magazine about sort of a roundup of a good chunk of some of the awful police abuse stories that we've heard in the past year. And many of them we covered here on Free Talk Live. And it really, the cops are absolutely out of control. It keeps getting worse year after year. These guys can literally get away with murder, as we've talked about a number of times on this program, and it leaves the liberty lover, it leaves the people like us stunned and wondering what can be done to turn this trend around. Now, of course, the traditional method is, well, you got to get people elected and change the laws. Well, that takes forever. By the time that you can actually get somebody into office, if you actually are successful at that, it'll be years down the road, and the police will be far worse than they are today. The crackdowns on freedom will be more excessive than they currently are, and they're awful right now. This isn't Andy Griffith anymore.
Well, I don't.
These aren't peace officers.
I don't think we should give up on that option.
I didn't say that, Mark. I just said that's the most inefficient and worst option we have. It shouldn't be ignored. It should be, you know, played for what it's worth. But there are other things that need to be done. And I'd love to hear your ideas for how you plan on resisting this growing police state that we have in this country. And I don't think it's unfair at this point to call it a police state, because that's what it is. They can raid your house for any old reason they want to, based on hearsay, in many cases. They heard that somebody said that you did something. That's what happened to poor old Katherine Johnston down in Atlanta last year. Right? I guess that was about a year and a half ago at this point. A 90-year-old woman who was shot to death by the police because they got some bad info from an informant. And it's just story after story of people's lives being ruined. In some cases, their houses being burned down. Completely unnecessarily by these out-of-control cops, and it makes you wonder, what can you do? Well, I have a few suggestions, and I'd like to hear yours at 1-800-259-9231. First and foremost, join the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, make this your New Year's resolution to join the Free State Project, and start making plans to move to New Hampshire and get active up here, because concentrating our activism, liberty activism, in one place, I believe is a brilliant plan.
It works better.
Yep. All of the suggestions I'm going to give will work better if more of us are in the same place. Of course, we're going to be at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum starting tomorrow night, so we'll talk more about the Free State Project at that time. But definitely look into the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Otherwise, there are other things you can do where you are. Number one, Cop Watch. Look into it. It's a group of people like you, regular folk, that are fed up with this crap from the police. They've decided to arm themselves, not with firearms, because that just gives the cops reason to beat you. You can't shoot back at the cops. You will lose. So we'll never advocate violence unless it really gets to a point of total police state and you can't even leave your home, that sort of thing. That's way down the line. Hopefully it'll never get there. Anyway, Cop Watch. You arm yourself with video cameras. And you don't want to go alone. You want to make sure you've got somebody with you. And then what you do is you find the police. Maybe listen to them on a scanner, find out where they're at, who they've, you know, where they pulled people over, or just drive around. And when you spot the police pulling someone over on the side of the road, you pull over, park in a nearby parking lot or something, and just walk up on the scene with your cameras. Start recording the cops. See how they feel about that.
You've done that.
I have done that. I would like to do it more, as a matter of fact. And you could start your own show. Put them up on YouTube. Make sure people can see what's going on.
Mm.
And you know, here in New Hampshire,
you could do it on your local cable access channel.
That's what I was going to suggest.
And then take the video from the cable access channel and then put it on YouTube.
Yes, that's a fine idea. If you don't have cable access, if you've just got YouTube, use that. It'll help expose this police state nonsense that's going on in this country. So go and Google Cop Watch. You can learn more about that. And then I got some other suggestions, like just resisting these stupid laws, refusing to participate. If they demand that you behave in a certain way, just don't do it and get other people to join in. If they're mandating you do certain things, refuse. If they're mandating you not do certain things, do those things and make it public. Go and get together and do some sort of form of civil disobedience. Get out there and break the law in public. Don't harm anybody. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about breaking laws where you kill someone. Obviously, those are real problems and those are real crimes. I'm not talking about real crimes. I'm talking about stupid man laws, like, you know, drinking in public or smoking marijuana.
How about the outlaw manicurist? I really liked his.
That's a good one.
Giving a manicure for money right in front of the, Office for Cosmetology here in New Hampshire.
Illegal hair braiding. That sort of stuff. Do that. Now, again, these things work better if you're in New Hampshire surrounded by other activists, but if you've got enough people to do these things where you are, do them. Let's see, what else? Oh, dissent. If you aren't ready to step out of line and do civil disobedience, not everyone is. Like me, for instance, it wouldn't do me that much good to go out and be civilly disobedient all by myself, because then I wouldn't be here to do my radio show every single night. So, you know, if you've got family that counts on you and you've got things, you know, responsibilities, then maybe you should consider just dissenting. Maybe writing letters to the editor. Maybe exposing some stories that haven't gotten enough coverage. Maybe, calling your local talk radio station and talking about these issues. Better yet, how about becoming the media? How about starting your own newspaper? Don't think it's hard to do. They've done it here in New Hampshire, the Keene Free Press. It's a newspaper run by Free Staters, people that have moved here to New Hampshire for liberty. They started their own paper. There's one of our listeners down in Florida, Neil. He started his own paper in the Gainesville area called the Liberty Sentinel. It's doable. They've got advertisers. So start your own media. Go and get an internship. If you're young, get an internship at your local radio stations. Maybe parlay that into some sort of an on-air producer role or sidekick role, perhaps your own radio show down the line. Maybe go intern at your local television station. Get into the media. The more liberty-oriented voices we have in the media, the better. Or if you can't have, if there are no inroads like that where you are, again, YouTube. Start your own YouTube channel and start reporting on these things. And then finally...
And your own podcast.
Yes, your own podcast. And then finally, refusal. Again, refusal sort of also...
Podcasts are kind of like YouTube for ugly people, right?
Whatever, I guess, yeah. Refusing to participate, dissenting, refusing to pay. If you really want to go all the way, then don't pay. It's easy to not pay federal taxes. Don't pay them.
Well, depending on what your situation.
Depending on, obviously, if you work for somebody,
it's really easy not to pay property taxes, but that's the one they're going to come after you on.
Yeah, that's true. Try to refuse to participate, if possible. These are just some suggestions. We'd love to hear from you. Again, 800-259-9231, but I have to say that they will all work better in New Hampshire if you're part of the Free State Project. Let's go to a Free State Project member and soon-to-be early mover, Brian, who is in New Hampshire at the moment. What's on your mind tonight, Brian, on the Amp Line?
Hey, guys. I had a little cop watch experience in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And only after that did I actually look at the CopWatch videos, and it's pretty sad what's happened to CopWatch.com or CopWatch.org or whatever this group is in Berkeley, because they really haven't kept up.
Hmm.
And I think that this is a call to anybody who cares about liberty. We need to make that thing an actual site that can do some good.
Well, you know, it was started by more of the sort of liberal side of things, and they tend to be lazy, so it's not really a shock that the socialists haven't been able to keep their CopWatch websites going. Brian, we're going to bring you back. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you. What's your suggestion? I know I haven't covered everything. What are some of the ways that that we can resist this coming police state? Because you have to understand, if you don't stand up now and speak out against this tyranny, at some point it will be too late. And you won't be able to. More on the way. You think I'm lying? You think I'm joshing you? This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show, but we only have moments remaining. Just enough time for your call. If you make it right now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We're inviting you there because all the features are completely free. Those other radio show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours are free. freetalklive.com. Or I guess ours is free. And if you want to help voluntarily support the show, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to us, and we take that money in. We reinvest it into the show. We get it, use that money to get on more radio stations around the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty, because it's critical. Really, at this time in this country's history, it is now more critical than it has ever been to talk about freedom. So if you want to help us do that, and you get some perks for yourself too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. So I said that, you know, we're talking about this police state, Mark, and how it just keeps getting worse. They just keep running more and more roughshod over our freedoms. They don't give a damn about your liberty, and they're showing it as every single day goes by. It just keeps getting worse. And so, you know, the question is, what do you do about it? I'd love to hear your answer to that. But whatever it is you're going to do, you better do it soon, because the longer you wait, the worse it's going to get. Let's go back to Brian, normally in Colorado, now in New Hampshire, on a little expedition looking around the state and going to the Liberty Forum here in days. So, Brian, what were you getting into there? Go ahead.
Well, my son Cooper and I were sitting here in Durham. We're about to head down to Nashua to be with the Liberty Forum. But I wanted to talk about an experience that I had when I was 6 years old. Can I do that?
Yeah, sure.
When I was six, I was in first grade, and my teacher had all of us alphabetize a whole bunch of words. And the teacher told us how to do it. She said that, you know, first you look for all the letters, all the words that start with an A. You find one, and you write on this list. And then you go through this whole list and find all the words that start with a B.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, nah, that takes too long. So I start with the first word that started with an M. And I took that word and put it about halfway down my sheet. And I took the next word that started with an R, and I put that, you know, below the M but above the Z.
Right.
And I finished this thing in like one-third the time of all the other students.
Excellent.
So I finished it, and I walked up. And
because you went through the list one time as opposed to all the other students who went through 26 times.
Yeah, because I said there's a better way to do it than what the teacher told me to do.
Right.
And it just came naturally. Well, you know, why should I do this? This is stupid. So I sat there, and the teacher said, you know, Brian, do your work. I said, well, I'm already done. Bring it up here. So I brought it up, and she said, well, you didn't do it the way I told it to you. And she crumpled it up, and she threw it in the trash can, and she gave me a blank piece of paper, and she said, do it right.
Wow.
Which doesn't mean do it, you know, do it the way I told you to do it is what do it right
exactly.
means to her.
Do it right.
I had this problem in math class over and over again. For some reason, my brain does math slightly different, somehow a little differently, mm-hmm. handles numbers differently than what people do generally. And I just had the hardest time is you know, they want you to show the work. If
right.
I had to show my work, I was in trouble.
Right, you could do it in your head, but you couldn't necessarily write it down, or you didn't want to.
Right, and that's when it started for me.
Hmm.
That's when I said, wait a minute, just this person who is in charge doesn't know what she's talking about. Just because you are an authority figure doesn't mean you know what's right.
Yes.
And I did it. I did it the same way, in fact. You know, I did it exactly the way she did. All the other students had left, and I was crying, you know, and I was doing it the way she wanted to do it. But I finished it, you know, the way that she wanted it done. But at 6 years old, I realized that just because you're an authority figure doesn't mean that you're right. And that's when I became a libertarian.
You learned a new lesson.
It was at that point that I set the stage of my life.
Excellent, Brian.
And now, you know, here I am starting with the second half of my life. And I've got my son Cooper here, and we're in New Hampshire, and we're looking at colleges here. And, you know, my wife and I, we're all moving here, and we are trying to get to the point where we can, you know, make it so that six-year-old kids can now build from what they know instead of what someone else says they should know.
Well said, sir.
And then we move from that point, and we go forward.
Super. And anything else on your mind tonight?
Can't wait to get there tomorrow.
Thanks, Brian. We'll see you at the Liberty Forum, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You know, just to give you a quick example of one of those sort of civilly disobedient things that someone here in New Hampshire is doing, there's a gentleman that lives here in the Keene area. His name's David. He had not apparently gotten his little registration thing straightened out correctly or whatever. Maybe he just didn't do it at all. And the cops didn't like that very much, so they gave him a ticket. He is going to plead not guilty, and his plan is to go into court in March on these charges, essentially. Go in and essentially let them know he's not going to be paying them. He's not going to be paying them. He's not going to be jumping through their little registration hoops, whatever it is they've set up for him, and he's going to court to do that. The good news is, I mean, his odds aren't very... They're not in his favor, but he's willing to pay the price, whatever it is, if it's jail time or, you know, he's not going to pay them money, but he's willing to sit in jail if necessary. This would be a difficult thing to do on your own in any other place. But the good news is there are going to be at least two people there with video cameras. I'll be one of them. Lauren Canario, super civil disobedience lady, will also be there with another one. And you can also imagine there are going to be a number of other people that are going to be there in that courtroom.
Can you imagine what the judge is going to think when he sees Lauren Canario back there with a camera and, you know, somebody else doing what it is?
This judge may not know Lauren Canario. This is district court, and I don't think she's had an appearance in this particular court, because I know I've never been there when she's been there, and I would have been there.
It would seem like they've all been briefed at this point.
I would imagine so. But either way, there are going to be a group of activists there protesting in support of David and backing him up. It's important to have that support network, and we have it here in New Hampshire, and it's being built as more and more activists come in here. So again, we'll keep you up to date as things continue to develop, and I'll let you know what happens with that case as it gets closer. In the meantime, we go to the phones and talk to John in Oregon. John, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about several things. One of the things is that I appreciate what you guys are doing. I just want to say that. And the police state, you know, my uncle down in San Diego, he's going through an issue right now. And it has to do with the legislature that Bill Clinton passed called the Safe Family Act. And basically what this legislature is, and people need to be made aware of it, because CPS now can come into your home. They can take your children. You don't have to be charged with a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
all on hearsay, all on what someone says.
All on hearsay. And get this, guys. I mean, this is unbelievable, because what's going down is that he was falsely accused. You know, he ran him and his wife ran a daycare facility down in San Diego, and basically what happened, you know, they did DNA, and his DNA came back, and it's not him that's implicated in the case. The accuser's father is implicated, but the accuser's father has failed two lie detector tests in the case. They still can't get their kids back.
What's the case about?
The case is about a little girl falling on a slide and getting injured, and then my uncle came in and said, hey, look, and this was stupid of him, I wouldn't have done this, but he said, you know, look, I've got $1 million insurance policy. We can take your child to the doctor if need be.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is the woman next week came in, falsely accused him of all kinds of stuff, and my aunt, who is my relative, you know, and it's just unbelievable. So they haven't had the kids, you know, and then, of course, this act, you've got to look at the incentive that's involved in this act, because doctors are getting paid, therapists, judges, all kinds of different people, and the incentive is, I think last time I looked, it's $4,000, get this, $4,000 per child if the state can adopt out and put children in homes. So this is part...
Who gets the $4,000?
The state.
$4,000, and then on top of this...
Wait, who gets the money?
It's a whole conglomerate of people, because think about it, guys. You've got the anger management classes. You've got all the psychological classes that they make you go through. You've got...
Right, just to get your kids back.
Just to get your kids back, and you're not even charged with a crime. Okay, so now they're adopting out the children, and they still aren't charged with a crime. So they fast-track the whole issue, and they get the children out there, and the children are being robbed today from, I've read the legislature. You can go to Library of Congress. You can look at the federal, the Safe Family Act that Bill Clinton had. Hillary Clinton supports it. Now, I'm not liberal or Democrat. You know, I'm not about that. We know that it's bigger than that today. But the reality is that it's a huge problem. There's no system of checks and balances. These people need to be held accountable for what they're doing, robbing families.
Yeah, they can do anything. And I know you had more you wanted to talk about. Call us back tomorrow night. We'll be happy to talk with you then. If we missed your call tonight, Chris and Indy, call tomorrow at the top of the show. We'll get you right in. This is what happens. If you've got kids, they can be taken away at a moment's notice by these child protective bureaucracies. And then, as he's pointing out, you've got to jump through hoop after hoop, pay thousands of dollars just to get your kids back. There's no trials, none of that stuff. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
We will be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know?